here we are.
Hey there, Ms. Allie Zirkel.
Well, hello there.
How was your Copper Basin 300, and what were your goals in this race? And no laughing.
So my goals in the 2018, holy cow, it's 2018, Copper Basin.
How did it become 18?
We missed that. Was to be competitive, because I like to be competitive, but also kind of teach. I had 6 2-year-olds who haven't raced competitively ever, and I kind of wanted to teach them what that meant in a positive way. And that means you want to show them kind of racing, the excitement, but also, you know, the grind and the fact that when it gets tough, you just kind of put your head down and keep going. So those were my two goals.
So what were your leaders' names?
My leader, her name is Gina. She's phenomenal. She's an awesome leader. She is probably one of our best leaders at SB Kennel today.
Wow, that's why I couldn't have her.
Yeah. But I also had her two brothers, Tinder, who runs in lead quite a bit. He's faster than her. And Nomex, who's a pretty dedicated dog. He's tough. He's bigger. But what I really wanted to do was try to put some different dogs in lead in this race, other than those two brothers. I wanted Gina to teach some of the younger dogs, or some of the other dogs, what leading meant.
So who was some of your standouts, or maybe the standout most dog of the team? The MVD.
MVD of my race?
Most valuable dog.
Well, I'm not going to take that away from Gina, because she's... You can't take an MVD away from a quarterback. Like, she was the MVD. But I kind of went in thinking she was going to be that. But who was probably the cat's meow, for the lack of a better word? You know, a couple of them really stepped up to the plate. And I guess I would say Driver was the guy who, when I just needed to keep on going down the trail with a little bit of oomph and yoo-hoo, I put him up in lead with Gina, and he just motored. He didn't go fast. He didn't get all giddy. He just was this kind of big lug whose long legs and big kind of feet just went on down the trail. And in the end, he actually had more energy than Gina did. Gina had been up in lead, as I mentioned, the entire race, and so she would have run in lead at the end, but she wasn't, her tug line wasn't really tight, so I wanted to give her a break. So I put little Cayenne up in lead with Driver for the last 5 miles of the race, and that made my finish pretty amusing. I giggled a lot as I watched them navigate the trail. And as you know, when a dog, it's dark out, and the dogs see the race markers, which have reflective tape on the top. You shine your headlight on these markers. Dogs that haven't raced a lot, they get all excited about it, because they think that might be another dog team or a light or something like that. And when you shine your light way across a parking lot or part of the trail and they see the light shining, they speed up. And so Driver and Cayenne did that a lot for the last 5 miles. They were just excited about the trail markers.
All right. So it's just a overall successful Copper Basin for the young ones?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say
positive.
It was positive for the dogs. I did drop Hefe, who he just wasn't running right, but he was wagging his tail when Jeff walked him to the truck, so he's absolutely giddy. I left Chevy with the vet crew and the crew in Mendeltna. I sure would have liked to see her finish, but she had a little bit of a sore wrist from stepping in all those moose holes that we went through. Otherwise, I'd have to claim that everyone was wagging their tails at the finish line. So I take that as positive. I can't claim that Allie was wagging her tail.
She did look like the sorest dog when they came
in. I think she was. She did not sleep appropriately on this race because...
She likes to jabber with
other
people.
She jabbered too much and socialized with Michelle Phillips, so she's going to blame it on Michelle Phillips.
Yeah, we got to blame it on somebody. So good job.
Yeah, so anyway.
Good dogs.
Good dogs and mediocre musher. That was Copper Basin Red Team, SB Kennel.
2018.
All right. Thank you for the interview.